This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Tuesday, April 26th. Hams sold 7,000 hogs Monday, selling in a range of $229 to $240 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 8,600 head, selling in a range of $231 to $245 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are up, selling in the range of 75 to 82 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is up and forward contract prices opened lower this morning. On Monday, the Canadian dollar was down 35 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.2758. Canadian dollar is currently trading at 78.18 cents U.S. Daily U.S. cash prices strengthened, with the Western Corn Belt almost making up for the previous day's losses and coming in at $4.42 U.S. 100-weight higher, while the national base forms are up 64 cents. Even with prices recovering in the Western Corn Belt, the trend is still lower so far compared to a week ago. The national regions continue to see incremental gains, with the weekly trend higher by $1.65 today. The afternoon cutout report showed the net value of the carcass dropping $5.49 compared to the previous day. Four out of the six primals were lower, led by bellies, which were down $24.18 a hundredweight. Commentary is recently surfacing, suggesting that domestic demand could be presently overstated. The opinion is that processors are building up inventories ahead of what is to be expected a tighter than usual summer and autumn timeframe. It would explain why the most recent cold storage report released last week saw some inventories rise when the trend typically sees a reduction on average. To be clear, all futures contracts are mid-record levels and the third highest on average. This is the response to tight supplies, and it is clearly showing up in the numbers. But there is a demand side to the equation to factor in as well, and waning weak demand from China combined with the ideas of softening domestic demand, either because of a looming recession or a slowdown after the initial inventory build, is enough to put pressure on the futures today.